Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, which deals with the halachos of Erev Tavshila. We begin on the top line with Sif Tes Vav. The Mechaber writes, Nechal Ho Erev, if a person has his Erev Tavshilin eaten up before he's obviously finished all of his cooking for Shabbos, O Sha'avad, or it's lost, something happened to it. Called him Shabbos Shabbos before he did his cooking for Shabbos. So the Erev Tavshilin obviously needs to be extant, it needs to be around in order for a person to go and be able to cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. Therefore, the Mechaber writes, in a Yochel of Ashel, he's not allowed to do any more cooking. Unless, Elim Kinning Nishtayir Mimenu Kizayis, unless there is at least a Kizayis left of the Erev Tavshilin, which we said is the minimal amount L'chatchila to have. We said, oh, preferably you should have a Kibetza, but at least if you have a Kizayis, you can rely upon that. So let's say you started off with a larger Erev Tavshilin. As long as there's a Kizayis left, you're still allowed to rely upon that and cook L'chatchila or bake L'chatchila. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Memvav, Hainu HaTavshil, we're dealing that you must have at least a Kizayis left of the Tavshil. However, avol nechal apas, if the bread that you had for your Erev Tavshilin, that is eaten up, ein bekach klum. As we pointed out previously, that's not essential, and therefore, if that is gone, you can continue to bake, because you still have the tavshil to rely upon, not only for cooking, but also for baking. And he says, v'afilu imchol yontif b'yom chamishi, b'yom shishi, even if it's a Thursday, Friday yontif. And he realizes on already Thursday that the bread that he set aside for his Erev Tavshilin, the box of matzahs, whatever it was, is gone. He shouldn't make another Erev Tavshilin on a Tanai. That if today is in fact Yontif, since tomorrow is Chol, then I can cook tomorrow. And if today is really Chol and tomorrow is Yontif, then I'm making my Erev Tavshilin for today. He doesn't have to do that. He's allowed to rely just solely on the Tavshil, that he still has at least the Kazayis of that left from the Erev Tavshilin, like we learned previously, Kedel in Siv Beis at the beginning of this Siman. The issue footnote number 57 brings down, somebody put an Erev Tavshilin out, Erev Yontif, on Wednesday afternoon, and he made a bracha on it. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that in this situation, he now has to make a new one. The old one was eaten up, it's gone, and he wants to put out a new Erev. So Rav Yashiv says you have to go make a new bracha on it, because after all, the first one isn't there, and it's no good. So it's not like making a bracha levatala. You had a perfectly good right to make it, but something happened to it. Now you have another chiyuv to go make a new Erev Tavshilin, even with a bracha. Sivkot Mem Zayin in the Mishneh Berurah, you have to have at least a kizayis left, that he says, Zehu Shir Erev, that's the minimal amount for the Erev of Tavshilin, Kedel Siv Gimel, as we learned previously. The issue footnote number 58 brings down, what about the following scenario? Are you allowed l'chatchila? You know, the Erev Tavshilin smells delicious, and you say, I'd like to have some. I made 10 kizesim worth, I'll have 5 kizesim on Friday, you know, during lunchtime, and then I'll cook later in the day with the other 5 kizesim left. There's my Erev Tavshilin. Are you allowed to do that? So he brings down from the Maimer Mordechai, Shemiloshin HaMagmara, from the fact that the Gemara says, it says, Al Ofen Shenechal HaErev, it implies b'di'evit, because it uses this lashon of, if the Erev was eaten up, that implies that you couldn't l'chatchila go and eat it. And therefore, it's mashma she'osur hadover l'chatchila. You shouldn't eat the Erev Tavshila l'chatchila, even though you're starting off with 5 kizesim, and you'll have plenty left if you eat only 2 or 3 kizesim for an Erev Tavshila. And the reason is, she'choshishu, because there was a concern, she'ma yishkach lo yishai kashir kizayis, because once you're eating it, before you know it, whoa, that was really good, I'd like another bite, and before you know it, there's not even a kizayis left. And the Maimon Mordechai adds, Shalafikach tov lizor shalol laniach betrila erev kizeh, sheitztarech lecho chelik imena biyontim. Therefore, your Erev Tavshilin, you shouldn't plan on using to eat it on either Thursday or Friday, so that you shouldn't have a concern that maybe you'll not leave enough left behind when you eat that. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds that he says, Sheitachin shegam b'di'evet eino moel laniach erev adas lecho chelik imena biyontim. Even b'di'evet, you shouldn't rely upon this. Kiven shamohus ha'erev hi, the whole idea of the Erev Tavshilin, it's something unique and special for Shabbos. And only b'di'evet, if it was eaten up or it was lost, and as long as you have a kizayis left, you're okay. However, he concludes, it's tzarichi, and he's not 100% certain that that's right. Now we go to Sif Tezai, and the Mechaber writes, Li'achar shehichin tzarichi Shabbos, once you've already prepared everything you need to do on Friday afternoon for your tzarichi Shabbos, then yochol yochlo. Now, if you want to eat the Erev Tavshilin, on Friday afternoon, you're allowed to, because all your cooking for Shabbos is done. So now the Erev Tavshilin is allowed to be eaten. Mishbur explains in Sivkot Memches, Mikol Mokom Lechatchila. Nevertheless, Lechatchila, Nochon Sheniachos Olalecha Mishnah, Be'arvis, Be'shachris, Uvimincha, Yivtza Alav. He says the right thing to do with the Erev Tavshilim, which we learned previously already, is that don't eat it up on Thursday or Friday. Certainly, even after your cooking is all done on Friday for Shabbos, Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos, save the Erev Tavshilim, Lecha Mishnah, for example, and use it for Lecha Mishnah on the Friday night Suda. Let's say you made one challah roll or one matzah. So use that for Friday night for Lecha Mishnah. Use a Shabbos lunch for Lecha Mishnah. And then for the Shalosh Shudas, b'mincha yitzalov. Then break it for mincha time for the Lecha Mishnah that you have for Shalosh Shudas. Reasoning is, the kivin this abid b'mitzvah chada, since it's already used for one mitzvah, we pointed out, l'sabi b'mitzvah chrisa. You should go and use it for another mitzvah as well. The issue footnote number 59 brings down, Ulam, Legabahim Azaka Esse Ruva, Lakobane Ear, Kigon Gadol Ear. You've got a rabbi in town, or even other people that use this Nusach, and you're saying anybody that needs my Erev Tavshilin to count upon it, they can use my Erev Tavshilin. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Sha'asar Liachob Ibn Ear, Lecho Satav Shul Biyantiv. Then you can't eat it before Shabbos starts because maybe somebody else still needs it, and therefore it would be an Isser of Gezel, because you said, I'm doing this on your behalf. Well, that really means something. And therefore, Shem Rishush Lo'ochlo El B'Shabbos. O B'yantiv Li'achar Shukul M'gomer Lo'ochin Tzachi Shabbos. You can only eat it on Shabbos, or at least very, very late in the day, on Friday afternoon, when nobody is still preparing for Shabbos, with that Erev Tavshilin in mind. The issue foot number 60 brings down, Omnam, Linyan Achilas HaPash L'Eruv Chatzeros, L'Nogim Lo'arev Kol Erev Shabbos. What about the same halacha in regards to Erev Chatzeros, where they used to make a separate box of matzah, a separate Erev Chatzeros, every Friday afternoon, for carrying in that chatzer on Shabbos? So the Ramah brought down, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Simen Shin Sadi Dalet, Sheyes Levtzo Alav Besu the Shachris. In that situation, don't wait till Shalosh Shudas, go and use it by Shachris, by the middle day meal on Shabbos lunch. And the reason is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Hoel v'is Avid Bey v'chule, since we have over here, you did with it one mitzvah for the Erev Chatzeros, so do with it another mitzvah. But, he points out, v'hosif sha'af sh'yochol l'tso b'sudas arvis, why didn't you use it Friday night then? So he says, mikom okom yosu tov l'tso Allah b'shachris. It's better to wait till the Shabbos lunch meal. Just in case, sometimes you may daven early Friday night, and therefore, you're eating it before it's Shabbos. And therefore, if your Erev Chatzeros is gone before it's Shabbos, before the Ben HaShemashos, then you don't have an Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, he says, better to get into the custom of not using it Friday night, but eating it on Shabbos lunch. Now, why not wait then till Shalosh Shudas? So he says, there are two opinions here. One says, you can do whichever one you want. And others say, no, Bedavka, leave it until Shalosh Shudas, so you get more mitzvah usage out of it by using it for Lecha Mishnah on Friday night and Shabbos lunch. Some suggest that the reason you do it on Shabbos lunch is Rizim Akdim L'Mitzvah. This is the first chance that you get to do it, so go and be Botzea with it on Shabbos lunch. That's why they don't wait till Shalosh Shudas, according to that opinion. Finally, he brings down the question that I had addressed earlier in this simon, and here he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, what happens if people have the custom from the Vilna Gaon that they are Botzea Shnei Lachmim, they break both of the Lecha Mishnah. So here, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is assuming that you only have one challah. So in this situation, he says, Mutov Shiakdimu L'chabed Esa'erev L'ochlo B'leil Shabbos. He says, in this situation, when you're dealing with your Erev Tavshilin, go and eat it on Friday night. Or, he says, Shiachalku Esa'lechem V'atavshil Lechol Esa'echa B'leilav Esa'echa B'yom. Or he says, have the bread, let's say, at night, and have the meal during the day. Split it up. And this way you're honoring both. Again, I brought down an Eitzah, which you can like or not like, is that make your Erev Tavshilin on more than one challah roll, more than one matzah. And this way you can use two at every meal. And this way, I think, Lanias Dati, yeah, I get the best of all worlds. You're using it for the Friday night meal, you're using it for the Shabbos lunch meal, and you're using it for the Shalosh Shudas meal. And this way you possibly fulfill all the different opinions. Now we're going to Sifyut Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Hischul B'Sasa, you started kneading the dough, you started working on your dough. And then you see V'nechal Erev, the dog comes along and eats up your Erev. So in this situation, Gomer Osa'i, so you'll have to finish kneading and baking that dough that you're working on. V'uadin Hischul Vashel, same thing would apply, not only with kneading a dough, but if you started to cook something. So you're allowed to finish cooking that thing, even though you're the tavshil, your Erev Tavshil and Tavshil is gone. Shigomer Osa'a Tavshil Shischul, only that one you're allowed to finish. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Memtes, Rak Lolosh, Gomer Lefosa. Even if you just started kneading it, that's enough to allow you to go finish baking it. The Dirshu footnote number 61 brings down Uba Ofen Zeh Shenechal Erev Kodim Shugumar Risah. So in this situation where the Erev was eaten up or lost before you finished your dough. So in this situation, the Maril Diskin Zatzal is not sure Hayim Hainu Davko Binechal Erev B'Shogig. This din only applies if it was eaten up by accident. The door came and ate your Erev. O Shema Apilu Be'ochlo B'Mezer. Or even with this supply, if you ate it. Now, you're in the middle of your baking, so you ate it. Maybe you shouldn't be able to finish baking. And it brings down from the Ksav Sofer that he was Medayik, Mimash Shinokhtu B'Gbor. The Gemara said specifically, Nechal. And that implies only if it was B'Dievet. Shabo Lomar, Dafko B'Nechal B'Shogeh Gomer Yisrael. So only when you had it eaten up against your intention, against what you would want it, a door came and ate it, then you're allowed to finish. But implying, Lo B'Ochel B'Mezit. If you would by intention ate it, then you wouldn't be allowed to finish working on the dough that you're working on. Mr. Bursivkot Nun says, that tafshil, ba'afilu lo hinicho adayin etzeloesh, even if you're just working on it, you're just chopping it up, for example, and it isn't yet on the fire. V'rak shehizchubo, but you did start working on this cooked dish, kigon shechotach roshi elefosos chedome. You started chopping up the turnips that you're using here to accompany the meal, or anything like that, since you started. Gomer oso levash, so then you're allowed to finish it. This is called starting it, even if you haven't put it on the fire. Now we go to Sif Yudches. Offer the lo bishel, if a person baked but he didn't cook, or o bishel, or he cooked the lo offer, he didn't bake. The Mishnah will explain that this isn't exactly clear over here, and Sif Kutnun and Beis, we'll wait till we get to it when we read it inside of the Mishnah Berurah. But for now, we'll just say that he either baked or he cooked. And then the Nechal Erev Oavad. And there, at that point in time, it's still Friday afternoon, the Erev was eaten up by a dog or whatever the situation was, when the kids ate it by accident, or Oavad, it was lost. So, Ma Shinase Beheter, that which he did with permission, i.e. still had his Erev then, Afilu Niskavim Bo Letzorich Yontif, even whatever he was cooking with permission, even if his intention was to use it for Yontif, and he was going to planning on counting on using his Erev Tavshilin to cook later on for Shabbos, you know what he can do? Yochol, in this situation, Hulhanichu L'Shabbos, that which you cooked already for Yontif, and you're going to eat, let's say, a late lunch on Friday Yontif, guess what? Use that for Shabbos. You already cooked it for Yontif? No. Now you'll cook again for Yontif, and in this way, you'll save the first thing that you cooked for Yontif, and you'll use it l'nichol l'shabbos, or l'vashu mikam v'elech l'yontif. Now, Yontif cooking, you're allowed to cook on Yontif, even without an erev tevshilin. And therefore, you can use this harama, you can use this legitimate legal loophole to say, well, that which I originally cooked for Yontif, I'm now going to save for Shabbos. I legitimately was allowed to cook it originally for Yontif. I actually planned to use it for Yontif. But now, since my Erev Tavshilin is gone, I'm going to save that for Shabbos, and I'm going to cook new stuff on Yontif for Yontif. That is Heter Gomer Lechatchila. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Aleph. Kan Bo Lashmeinu, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber is teaching us a new din over here, din chodosh, nothing to do with what we learned previously. The Cheshenevar Erev called him Suzas Yontif. Here we're talking about that the Erev is lost. Let's say before you have your Friday lunch meal. What you can do is that meal which you were planning on eating for Friday lunch. So it's 10 o'clock in the morning and the dog ate your Erev. Now what are you going to do? So you already prepared lunch for Friday and you were good in the afternoon. You were going to pair the Shabbos meals because you had an Erev. Now you don't have an Erev. So he says, go and take your lunch meal that you had prepared for Friday Yontif lunch and save it for Shabbos. And now, the kivan, the bishlom, bishor, shoy, Erev, kayim, since you cooked it perfectly legitimately when you had an Erev, vayochel avashlom l'shabbos, and you could have, in fact, cooked it for Shabbos at that point in time, so say now, it's for Shabbos. So, masha kivan, behem, l'tzorach yontif, lo hivsid bazeh. The fact that you intended to use it for yontif doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't make you lose. Vayochel ashirim l'shabbos, and you can use it for Shabbos. And now, you're going to cook again for Friday yontif lunch. L'vashel achem, l'tzorach yontif, because that's heter gomer. Abu masha bishol yontif. But you can't go, let's say you cooked at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to have a 4 o'clock additional snack, and you cooked something at 2 o'clock, and now your air is eaten up at 3 o'clock, and you're going to cook at 5 o'clock for Shabbos, that, you know, let it go say, well, the stuff that I cooked at 2 o'clock for Yontif, I'm going to leave for Shabbos. That you can't do. And yochel hashul Shabbos, levashel acherim l'tzoruch Yontif. That you can't do, because you didn't have your Erev Tavshilin at that point in time. And therefore, the haramu, that's a pure trick, the hoyesh lo tavshilin liyantiv, because you actually have tavshilin for yantiv, and you're not allowed to go cook new ones now because you don't have your Erev Tavshilin anymore. So again, the difference here is whether you cooked when you had the Erev Tavshilin for yantiv, or you cooked for yantiv when you didn't have the Erev Tavshilin, it was already eaten up. So that's the difference in these two cases. Sivkotin and Beis, or Bisha Lofa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, as I pointed out before, Haloshin in Meduktik, the Mechaber's language is a little bit confusing. He says, Duhu Adin. An offer ubi shel barach shel tzorich Shabbos. It's not that he did one and not the other. That's the way it sounded. But no, he cooked and baked. It doesn't make any difference. He cooked and baked for Yontif, and now he's going to leave it for Shabbos because he lost his erev tavshil. And after that, that is heter gomer. Sifkat nugimel lanichol Shabbos. You can leave it for Shabbos. However, avol lanichol lechol. But say I'll leave it for Sunday and I'll cook more on Friday for Friday. Yontif, that you can't do. In this same scenario, that you're not allowed to do. Certainly, the Chanal, as we've already explained, you're only allowed to cook on Yontif for Yontif. With an Erev Tashil, you're allowed to cook on Yontif because you started cooking before Yontif for Shabbos, so you can continue cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, but you can never cook on Yontif for Chol. With that, we conclude today's shiur.